God sent his spirit of his son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. A goal properly set out is halfway reached. The moment you put a deadline on your dream, it becomes a goal. If you get clear on the what, the how will be taken care of. A goal directs you to a place that you've never been before. These are some motivational quotations that I found on what goal setting is about what choosing things that you need to achieve in order to arrive at a particular end. That's an appropriate thing for today, isn't it? Because today we celebrate in the secular world, on the calendar, we threw away the old calendar, right? We started a new one. We have a new year which is beginning, and as we begin a new year, it is proper for us to look at what has passed before and say, you know, it could have been better. You know, what happened last year wasn't perfect. What do I need to strive to make this year better than the year that I lived out the year before? We make resolutions. And so if we're beginning today as a new year, we also need to look back and to see what it is that our resolution should be for this year. You've made them, I assume. But what is our goal as Christians, as Catholics, for this year, 2017, in the year of our Lord? Well, what was our goal last year? Why did God make you? You know this. Why did God make you? That's exactly right. He made us to know him, to love him, and to serve him in this life so that we can be happy with him forever in the next life. That's why God made us. He made us, and that's what our goal was for last year, so shouldn't it be the same for this year? But how we live it out should be a little bit differently than the way we lived it out last year. Today, we have this great feast day of Maria Santissima, Mary, the Mother of God. And because of that, we have given before us today a portrait, an image, a model of how it is that we're supposed to live that out. How it is that this year is supposed to be different than any other year that has come before it. Our goal is to be saints, because to be a saint, saints are the only ones who get into heaven. And so we know we need to conform our lives more and more to the life of the Blessed Virgin Mary. You know, the Blessed Virgin Mary, we celebrate the fact that she gave birth, that she became the Mother of God. But that's not the most important thing, and I don't want to take anything away from you mothers to say that giving birth is not an easy thing. But I want to say that that's not why Mary is so important, just because she gave birth to a child, even if it happened to be God. Actually, what's most important about Mary's life is that from the very first moment of her conception, she always said yes to Jesus. She always said yes to God. So she, for us, is the model of discipleship, the chief image for us who want to be disciples of Jesus Christ, to live out our lives conform to his. That's what our year is supposed to look like. Take Mary as our model this year. Look to her. Gaze upon her. Have that image before you always. But if I were to break down our goal for this year, to make it really simplistic, to boil it down even to a simple word, this is the word I want you to walk away from this Mass thinking and pondering, not just today, but every day this year. If we're to boil down our goal for 2017, it should be surrender. Surrender. That is what our goal is supposed to be today, because Mary, within her life, what our goal is really just to be a model of surrendering ourselves, to be more like our patroness, to be more like Mary, to be a better disciple of Jesus Christ. The goal that Mary lived out is, she said, basically, she just went to God and said, look, I'm yours. My whole being proclaims your greatness, O Lord. I'm yours. Whatever it is that you want, I want that too. Just go ahead and do it in my life. Here's the wheel in my life. Here is the driver's seat. I'm not going to sit there. You sit there. This isn't my wheel to conduct myself from place to place. You do it. Because wherever it is that you want to go is going to be a lot better than any place I want to go. I don't just want to be a fan who praises you from the sideline for the things you're doing. I want to engage in it today, each and every day. That's what Mary did. And so, as we live out our lives following Mary, who followed Jesus perfectly, that's what we're to do today. That's what we're due to this year. not just to believe some Christian things, but to entrust myself to God's word, to God's church, and to everything that it tells us to do. So our goal for 2017 is surrender. Surrender to God. Unlike any of the other resolutions which you may have made this year, however great they may be, this resolution is different because you can't do it by yourself. If your goal is to lose a bunch of weight, you can do that by yourself. If your goal is to get in better shape, you can do that by yourself. If your goal is to quit drinking or quit smoking or lessen those things, you can do that by yourself. But this one, you can't. You can't surrender to God by yourself without help. That's all right, because you don't have to. You don't have to do it without help. We have help. And our help is actually the very same help that the Blessed Virgin Mary had. We have the same help. What help did she have? She was full with the Holy Spirit. Full of the Holy Spirit. She had that same grace. You know, Kirsten, you read it for us. You read us the second reading, didn't you? From Galatians chapter 4. And what did it say in chapter 4, verse 6? Read it, it's before you. Chapter 4, verse 6 says this. It says, the Spirit has come into us. God sent his Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Now, this is a grace that isn't God doesn't give us so that we can just say some words, even if it's to call God our Father, which is one of the greatest things you or I could do. It's more than that. It's more than that because the Spirit came into us when? On the day of our holy baptism. To live, to dwell within us. And was confirmed upon us, those who have received holy confirmation. To be sealed upon us so that we could do the will of God with our whole being. But that confirmation was for more. It was actually the gift of God to transform us from within. To change us, to bring about a conformation. Not just a confirmation, a conformation where the whole of our being becomes formed to look more like Jesus, to look more like Mary, to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And what Galatians says just before that passage in the reading which we had today, it says that we are able to receive the adoption as sons of God. Sons of God the Father. That's what it makes us. It makes us brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. And it also makes us by that same thing that we become children of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because Jesus is our brother and Mary is the mother of God. We're her sons and daughters too. That means that we're not alone when we take up this task of surrendering in the year 2017. We're not alone. In fact, we're a part of a family that has the one same mission together. Together, each one of us. Not just here in Fort Sumner, but the whole of the Catholic Church. Those who seek to follow Christ have the goal surrender. Surrender in 2017. I just want to suggest to you two things. Two really easy things that make total sense. How to live that out. Because if we're going to surrender to Jesus Christ, if we're going to be his disciples like Mary by surrendering to God, then we need to identify that one place. That one place which we are most resistant to touch in our lives, resistant to let God into. We need to identify that place where we're afraid to let God take the wheel in our lives, where we don't want him to touch yet. Find out what that is. We have to identify what the problem is first if it's going to bring about a change. For some of us today, maybe that's in the area of honesty, telling the truth. Maybe for some of us, that is in the area of our finances, in our tithing, in our generosity. Maybe for us, it's holding our tongues so that we don't gossip and let fly on things. Maybe for some of us, it's that bitterness that we allow to take root in our lives. Resentment. Unforgiveness. Saying, I'm going to go ahead and forgive that person, but just not today. What is that one thing? Whatever it is, that one thing is the one thing that needs to change. We need to identify it and bring it before God. Now, once we identify what it is and know what it is that we need to change, the next is to set a realistic goal to achieve it. That's it. Set a goal. Because hopefully when you woke up today, you didn't just say, hey, you know what, I got an idea. I'm going to lose 50 pounds today. Yeah, you're laughing there, Rose, because you know you can't do it, right? That'd be half of you, right? You can't lose 50 pounds in a single day. That's not realistic. What a realistic goal is to say, hey, I'm not going to have a third dessert. to say, I'm not going to go back for fifths. And if you make a practicable goal that moves the bar just a little bit incremental, paso a paso, you'll be able to arrive at that end. It's got to be realistic. It's got to be something that is achievable. If that's what we do with our resolutions in our regular life, what about our spiritual life? It's the same. We got to set a realistic goal, something that pushes us beyond where we are to lead us to the place we want to be, to really better surrender to God in 2017. Need some examples? I'll give you a couple. Practical examples, really easy things. If I want to surrender to God, maybe what I need to do is to take this year and to say, hey, I'm going to read 10 minutes of Holy Scripture a day. It's an easy thing. You know, if you read 10 minutes of Holy Scripture every day, you're going to get through the whole of the Bible. Just 10 minutes. That's 650 minutes. You'll make it through the whole Bible. But you got to do it. It's one thing to have that goal, but it's another thing to set aside the time specifically. When am I going to do it? Am I going to do it in the morning or in the evening? Before I go to bed or at my lunch break, to put that down. And if I miss that time, to move it in my calendar so that I make sure I get it done. That's one thing. Maybe what I want to do is I really want to entrust myself more to the intercession of the Blessed Mary, to trust that she is my mother. Well, how is the best way to do it? Pray the rosary daily. You know, maybe you don't have enough time to spend 15 minutes in a single moment to get through the rosary. Well, that's fine. Break it up. Break it up into little moments. You can do the first decade right there when you're laying in bed before you even get up. You can do the second decade, maybe when you're having that first cup of coffee, because you can pray and drink coffee at the same time. Try it. I do it all the time. Maybe you do your third decade at the time when you're going to make your lunch break, before or after your lunch break. Do a third decade. Then do the fourth decade when you're having that time of break at the end of your day in the afternoon, going on a walk. And that fifth decade, you can finish right after dinner, or while you're lying there in bed thinking good thoughts, turning yourself to Christ. That's 5 moments. 5 moments where you turn yourself to the intercession of the mother and grow in that relationship with her to become more like her. That's one way of accomplishing it. Another thing, maybe what you want to do is you want to change the way that you know Jesus more and more and recognize his presence in the Eucharist. No, one way of doing that is by making a visit. Making a visit sometime in the middle of the week to come to see and recognize that he's here for 3 minutes, for 5 minutes, maybe for 10 minutes. What you can do is actually try to come to Mass more than what you're required to every week, sometime during the week. That's why we changed our Mass schedules. You can see it in the bulletin. We have different Mass times at different days of the week so that nobody in our parish can be without excuse for not coming to Mass at some time. We arranged it for you. Morning, evening, or even midday at your lunch. There's an opportunity to go to Mass to see Jesus and to receive him if you're ready. These are some of the ways where you can surrender to God more and more in 2017. Whatever it is that you want to change in your spiritual life, these goals, these tasks are actually going to help you do it. But you got to do them. You got to act upon them. They're going to get you in that direction. The reason why we want to attempt this change is because when we do, what's going to happen is we're going to begin to live out our lives in joy. Joy because we know that we're going to better understand that God loves us, that he's going to care for us. It's going to give us deeper freedom because then we're going to recognize that the whole of the world does not depend on me. I don't have to lift at all. God's in control. He's going to take care of me. It gives me joy and freedom. And where do we see that lived out so well but in the Blessed Virgin Mary? Everything didn't go her way, right? Her plan wasn't to change her life to bear the Christ child. But she trusted that God loved her and was going to take care of her. She said, take the wheel, God. Whatever it is that you want, I want that too. And because of that, the whole of her life was lived in freedom because she knew that God was going to direct her in the right direction. She lived in joy because she knew that she was with Jesus at every moment of her life. Joy and freedom. We see the same thing in Pope Francis, right? He always has that big smile on his face. He seems like he's so in love and so present to every person who's there. That's attractive. We want that. Well, why does he do it? Because he does what he wants every day? No, because he's surrendered to God. He's put everything in his hands, and because of it, he lives out that joy-filled, attractive life. He has that total freedom to go wherever it is that God is leading him. That's what we want. We want the same thing that he has, But are we willing to surrender like he does? What that does is it brings us full circle. Brings us back to the beginning. Because a goal properly set is a goal that's halfway reached. The moment you put a deadline on a dream, it becomes a goal. And if you get clear on the what, the how is something that's going to be taken care of, because a goal directs you to a place you've never been. Our goal in 2017 is to be more like Mary, to surrender to God, to be a better disciple of Jesus Christ. But what I need to do is identify the place that needs to change, the place I'm most resistant to God, and then to set a realistic goal to get there. Realizing that I'm not alone. I'm not alone in any of it, because the Spirit of God, the Spirit of His Son, He has sent into our hearts so that I can cry out, Abba, Father, which means that I'm not alone. I'm a son. I'm a daughter. I'm a brother. I'm a sister. I'm a part of a family that's moving in the same direction as me. If I want freedom, and if I want joy in 2017, to Jesus Christ, I have to surrender. To surrender like Mary, the Mother of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.